This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. That number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark, you have brought in a story that is supremely interesting. You've actually brought in two at the moment, one of them dealing with Sanders, one of them dealing with New Zealand. I'm torn. Both of them are super fascinating.
Let's go with Bernie Sanders' free college proposal. Just got a whole lot bigger. This is from Vox. Tara Gulshan? Sorry, Tara. Tara Gulshan reporting here. Senator Bernie Sanders' proposal to make college free in the United States just got bigger. He wants to erase all student debt, too. All $1.6 trillion of it.
Now, who holds these debts?
What do you mean holds? Do you mean the creditors or the debtors?
Yeah, who are the creditors?
The Department of Education now, for the most part, unless you have a private student loan, they bought all of the, they bought them out from Sallie Mae and all of the quasi-private lenders.
Okay, so the government now...
So the federal government.
...owns these debts, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm very fuzzy on how the entire student debt system works. I would expect it to be something like that because your average 18 or 19 year old is not going to have the credit to justify a $40,000-$50,000 loan.
Well, they used
right?
to be that you used to when I was an undergrad, you would get them from a quote regular bank, but the federal government was co-signing them all.
Interesting. Also a poor decision. Well, that's that's the federal government's fault then.
Well,
you don't co-sign the loan of someone about whom you know nothing, especially if they're an 18-year-old going,
in some cases, these people were underage.
I want to have a master's degree in gender studies.
So I think there's so many things wrong with the college system. First, I'm going to say that, look, Bernie Sanders is not some kind of terrible socialist, even though he calls himself a democratic socialist, is not some kind of terrible socialist for wanting free college, free school up to 16th grade. Okay? He's just you up to 12th grade. And then he's adding on another 4 years.
He's not me up to 12th grade.
No, you the listener. We're taught in talk show host school to say you often.
I didn't go to talk show host school. Well, this is my talk show host school, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And, I mean, you know, the average person in public wants, you know, the government to pay
Absolutely.
For school from K through 12. What's the difference between paying from 13th grade to 16th grade? All right.
Well, what is significantly more expensive? And what suddenly is the responsibility of the student?
It's only more expensive because it's about as inefficient as it could possibly be. I mean, there's no reason for people to travel across the country to go to live at a university in order to study about a 12-step program that they're going to need to finish this baby off and then the $100,000 in debt they're going to walk out in. I mean, this is a scam of the highest proportions. We are
agree wholeheartedly
enslaved a generation. I don't agree with Sanders. I don't think this should be free, but I don't think any schooling should be free because if it's not free. It has value. You should pay for it.
Absolutely.
You don't want to pay for your kids to go to school? Don't have them. Don't expect
or homeschool them.
Or don't send them to
right?
school.
Well, if you don't want to pay for them to go to school, don't have them. If you want to pay little, try homeschooling.
Well, I'm not going to say that, you know, a person doesn't have the right to raise a kid and just not educate them at all. I would say they do have that right. They should be shunned and
My son's been to, never been to a school. Never. I mean, he goes to events and things, but.
Sure.
He's reading above grade level.
And he's very well adjusted.
Yeah. He's not even taking curriculum right now. because he's reading on his own. I don't see any particular reason to, you know, pound the math, the arithmetic at this moment in time, because he's taking the initiative almost in the entire day he spends reading.
Well, yeah, and that's going to vary by kid. So, like,
yeah.
you will have to pay for your kid's education, whether that's through tuition or internet access.
Or,
but you will not have to pay for a school.
Agreed. You're still responsible, right? Like, that's what I'm saying is don't get a dog if you expect me to feed it. Don't get a kid if you expect me to pay for its education. That's all I'm saying. And it's pretty simple. Going on to Bernie Sanders here, I don't think as soon as college becomes free, then it will be worth it.
So,
now,
what about the alternative solution of making college, like high school and elementary school, mandatory?
It sounds ridiculous.
Well, so did mandatory public schools when they first presented the idea.
Yeah, sure. At this point, public schools are a middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
Oh, yeah.
In order to keep...
It's an indoctrination center all the way.
To keep people out of the work market too early. I've got a job at 12 years old. That's just not happening nearly as often anymore.
Well, and even in Mississippi, you can't get a job before the age of 14, I think.
Oh, I wasn't legally working.
And you can only... Okay, fair point.
I was just working. You know, I was exchanging...
Sure, I think that was about the time I started working, too, then.
Yeah, good.
I never considered it in that particular context. But, yes, I was paid to go out and put this cool coding stuff on the roofs of people in trailer parks.
That's awesome. That stuff works, too.
It paid very well. In fact,
that Last America roof coating, it's great stuff. Yeah. What I would like to say in Sanders' defense is this $1.6 trillion that he's proposing to wipe out of student debt, I agree with. I think that that's how the federal government should have handled the financial crisis of 2000 and I don't know when we're going to call it, 5 through 9 or whatever it is. They should have wiped out these people's financial debt, and then, the banks got the bailout, but our kids didn't.
Yeah.
And
that was certainly a misstep. I mean, that revealed where their priorities truly are.
Right.
You know?
The banks that are on the hook for this stuff got their payoff, and now they want it again. They want a double dip. And that's what I have a problem with here. The government got co-signed loans. And
stupidly, I can't believe that's how they facilitated this whole situation to be created in the first place.
That's what they did, and that's just part of it. It's the whole culture of everybody deserves an education and all that stuff. Look,
the internet is cheap. What they mean is everyone deserves
college.
That fancy little sheet of paper that will help you ideally get a better job, but which actually, better jobs don't actually require that
most
sheet
of them
paper.
Are crap.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that piece of paper it's probably there's government jobs and a few sort of corporate jobs that require a bachelor's degree or something. And that just they just want to see that you can complete, it's complete something, started and completed.
Well, I went to college on scholarships and stuff, but I did get a BA in the Management of Information Services. Even so, I have never come across a job that I've applied for or that I've taken that would not have been satisfied if I had an A+ certification, which costs about $200 to require, say, one-time thing, and then you're done. Or 4 years of college
at 100 grand or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to pay for it, because you could have started at a community college and gone 2 years there much more cheaply.
That's exactly what I did, actually.
And then gone on to the university and then got some of the courses and figured out ways to take them. There's you can CLEP exams, too. That's a possibility. It is possible to get a low-cost education. It's just that people want that college experience. And the college experience, honestly, should be reserved for people who are like, doctors, medical professionals, engineers, probably, I don't know, like lawyers and not much else.
So but, masters and above, essentially?
Well, the people that are going to use their degree for the thing that they're attempting to get it.
And so there are useful degrees. So if you're going to be a doctor and you have to get an undergrad in biochem first, that is if you're going to stay being a doctor, that is a useful use of your time.
Most I would like my doctor to know a little bit about biochemistry.
Yeah, most people should not go to college in the first place.
I agree entirely.
Most it seems like they go there to get out of their parents' house.
Sure.
Consume drugs and alcohol. and find a sexual partner.
What is the next step on the road to happiness, right? Tell us what you think about student loans and student loan debt. 855-450-3733. 855-453 is in Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Tell us whatever's on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in. He wants to talk about law enforcement official. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. And, you know, one might wonder very simply if all of government, including law enforcement officers, found a better way of funding their services other than the threat of force, that they might not start out with a whole better taste in their mouth and in their activities if they are in fact, you know, to serve the public. It's just like bizarre to me to imagine that we're going to threaten people with force to get paid. And then it's all supposed to just work out in the wash, you know?
It's definitely a racket, right? I mean, there's a reason they want to collect fines from people by issuing them speeding tickets and all of that. It ultimately goes to pay their paychecks.
Well, and all of it is coerced, and some of it's very little bit of it may be deserved. I don't know, but I would say the best, you know, 90%+ of it is not deserved. And I think people would, you know, there's a bunch of sycophants out there that are really happy to fund that stuff. They could do it directly. I would have no problem with that. I really believe in the earlier colonial model of the committees of safety, which is another word for militia, where people actually volunteer just like firemen to enforce the law.
There's nothing particularly wrong with for a town or a municipality or a county or whatever to create an organization that enforces or that protects rights. And that's basically what police would be doing if they were, you know, going after sort of what I would call real crimes with a victim. There's nothing wrong with it. The problem comes in with funding. Exactly how do we go about paying this? And it should be the people. I mean, there's just people who use the police more than other people.
Sure.
So who should be paying for them?
There are some black people having a pool party next door.
Right. If you're ringing that up, then maybe there should be a little bit of a you know, if you're calling the police about this issue, maybe you should be paying for that.
Another thing you guys are talking about, which, you know, the whole idea of prohibitions, you know, was proved out to be really, 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 really bad 100 years ago. And you know, for us to go back into really, really, really bad again and try prohibition more recently is just idiotic. And I don't understand.
Well, it's not
that
idiotic. It's working really well.
It is idiotic if you actually believe that they're there to protect and serve.
I don't know why
you
anybody would actually
that's
believe
what they
that.
Claim.
Like
they call themselves. They call themselves first responders. One other thing that they do that's big on
I mean, they can call themselves whatever they want.
Right. What's one other thing that they're involved in is the interference of travel.
Yes.
The idea that the number of detention that are occurring on the roadways of New Hampshire or anywhere probably in the Western world is a crime in and of itself, because they're not out there really protecting people
It's a tautology
really
that they're not out
problem.
There. Yeah, it's a tautology that they're not out there protecting people, because, I mean, they will pull people over and issue them fines for not having seatbelts, not in New Hampshire, but in most cases, for not having insurance, which also does not threaten anyone, for not having a taillight that works, for not having up-to-date registration, whatever.
One of two, one of two license plate lights. If you, you know, I mean, your license plate is lit by the other one, but it, but they still pull you over. And the, you know, it just, the actual reasons that, you know, I mean, part of the problem is bad law that's being made all the time.
Bad law is, I mean, like 99%.
That's really
the problem.
Only problem, because you can't, they wouldn't be enforcing laws that don't exist. They don't typically enforce laws that don't exist. It's happened, but.
I got pulled over by a cop once who told me that I couldn't continue driving with my windshield cracked. And he said that Mississippi had just passed a law mandating that. There was no such law. He just wanted to pull me over.
We got a guy who was charged with violating a non-crime.
Hold on, bad slave.
He was charged with a RS statute, which is what they are in Louisiana. But the one that they quoted when they arrested him was not actually a crime. It was like RS-1, how to quote this text. And that's what they booked him for.
Wow. How did that work out? In the legal system?
It didn't.
Did it work out for the guy they arrested?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then. So what else you got, bad slave?
So it doesn't happen. That's not common.
You know, the idea that we can't repeal these laws, the idea that we can't make it mandatory that, in fact, police officers should have probable cause before there's any detainment at all.
Well, hold on. And, I mean, we tried that. It was called the Constitution. It didn't work.
Well, you know, it didn't work because nobody's enforcing it.
But what do you do with that? These are the people that swear the oath to the Constitution.
There should have been some teeth put in there, but...
Right. This is what I say.
Paper can't have teeth.
Any one of these politicians that votes for a law that is clearly that's considered to be unconstitutional later should be taken out to the mall there in Washington, D.C. Let's use this for something, for God's sakes. And let's just chop their heads off one at a time. Whop, whop, whop.
Hey, then, this is a statement I can get on board with. Let's get the guillotines out there. Let's do it.
Suddenly.
Not literally.
You know, you're going to start seeing politicians far less likely to vote for things that are unconstitutional. Then you won't have the police saying, oh, we're just following orders.
Absolutely. I mean, if you behead a politician in full public view and then mount his head on a spike as a warning to other would-be tyrants, you're going to have fewer would-be tyrants.
I don't know why you're stopping at one. I mean, you think that there's just one tyrannical politician in Washington, D.C.?
I think that watching one politician be beheaded and his head mounted on a pike would probably be sufficient to get the message out there to the others.
Your generosity is going to come back and bite you.
Well, then we'll behead two of them, or three, or however many it takes to make them, you know, stop being bloodthirsty tyrants. This is the Call to Freedom. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president signing an executive order imposing still more financial sanctions on Iran. The president calling the new sanctions hard-hitting. The Treasury chief says...
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
We have sanctions against bad behavior, and there's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
The idea to keep money out of the hands of Iranian
leaders so they can't build nuclear weapons. The president said these sanctions were in the works before Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone last Wednesday. The U.S. women's national soccer team rolling at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France in the round of 16. They claimed a 2-1 victory over Spain to advance to the next round. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Give us a call and tell us whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And although we just got into a bit of a conversation about the real problem of the law enforcement issue in the United States, is ultimately the politicians who should be beheaded and had their heads put on a pike as a warning to other tyrants. As expected, that got a bit of attention, so let's go to the phones. We've got Vern calling in from Chattanooga. Vern, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I agree with the beheading and the pike thing, but you would have to do them all at once because any left standing would gather any loyal military to them and become a true despot tyrant.
Do you think that the, once, like, the military is populated basically by the children of the people that would be demanding the executions. Now, I'm not saying that the executions will solve anything. I'm saying that the founding fathers had no guts, because these are people that were willing to shoot their government center of mass, then created a new government that supposedly was limited in all that, and then, didn't put in some kind of clause for dealing with things that are unconstitutional. Please go ahead.
Well, that's true. Part of the problem was that over the years, the people have looked the other way while the government has slowly garnered itself more and more power in multiple areas. And so
absolutely.
That's what the real problem is, how to take the power away from them because if they try to use our own military against us, first thing they'll do is, all right, I was in the Marine Corps, all right, and I'll tell you this. if it was me, they were sending it home to put down the rebels. They wouldn't send me to my hometown or even my home
state. That's true.
Because then those would be people I know. But I'm from Pennsylvania. Send me to Texas? They don't matter to me. You know, and that's the way the military guys would think of it.
Right. I've spoken with former Marines who said that, you know, if the government, if the president or someone in power who was authorized to make this sort of determination said to kill me, they would have absolutely no hesitation about doing it.
Wow.
Right.
Well,
there
you go.
That's very true.
I mean, the whole point of boot camp and military training is to create that sort of obedience in people, is it not?
Yes, and especially
so the first step in this, the first step along this path has to be to stop enlisting.
Well, I don't know about the stop enlisting, but not on the federal level. We need more local militias back to what it once was, the people in control of their area.
I'm not sure that any local militia is going to be competent enough, trained enough, or equipped enough to combat the United States military.
Well, he's saying there wouldn't be one, but...
There wouldn't be a United States military at all?
Well, yeah, so still quit enlisting in the federal, quote, federal military, right?
Yeah, there would be a federal military, albeit small, like was originally intended. The federal government wasn't supposed to have a standing army.
They weren't, but I don't see a lot, to be honest, I don't see a lot of value as supposed to. I mean, a lot of things weren't supposed to be the case, but I mean, ultimately they are. The United States federal government does have a standing army, a massive one, the most well-equipped in human history, the most powerful in human history.
I don't see how to avoid a standing Navy. I mean, that's a difficult one. I would agree that basically... special forces or something is the level that you would want your standing federal military trained to, and anything less than that should be kept at the state level. We're not going to have any tank battles any longer. You know, that ship has sailed long ago. A large army isn't really necessary.
Them.
Yeah, I know.
They were just bragging about this year's model.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to listen.
Thank you, Vern, for the call. It's certainly an interesting problem, the entire issue with the military. And obviously, there are ways of waging guerrilla warfare against the tanks and the drones and things like that. But I'm just not sure that, you know, if push came to shove and we actually threatened the federal government's ability to enforce its arbitrary regulations upon us, like seriously started eliminating their military, but through some sort of peaceful means, I believe that the very first thing they would do was use that military to exterminate whatever element within society was causing them to lose their power in the first place. Because I see the state as an institution that, above all else, wants to perpetuate its own existence.
Right, so which is why you have to have decent numbers, and I don't know exactly what that percentage is. I'll leave that to people who are more competent in that area, but yeah, so if it's just 100 people, obviously you don't go up against the feds. If it's 100%
of the
population...
Well, the Bundys did, and they did fine. No, they didn't.
Don't count on it for happening for very long. And it was real rough on them, even though they managed to win their court cases.
Yeah, but if it's everybody, I mean, they're not going to bomb, maybe they will, but there'd be no point in killing, like, absolutely every person.
No, because then there's
someone
for them to have power over, right?
Yeah.
It's a pyramid thing, and they need the base of the pyramid to exist.
Yeah, so just because it's not time to go up against them now doesn't mean they will exist in power for all eternity.
So wait a second. The United States military dropped dramatically in size after World War II. It has dropped a few times since then. Clinton actually cut the size of the military at some point. I mean, the military gets its size cut, if that's what we're talking about here. Ever since 2001 with the new perpetual endless war.
Sure.
Yeah, it hasn't really happened since then.
It may, though. I would imagine it's hard to get people to enlist to go fight a perpetual war for reasons that they don't understand, that they weren't even alive to see happen in the first place. Even if you buy into the notion that the reason we're in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and soon Iran was because of September 11, 2001. A lot of the people there today, they were not alive through that. They may have been literally alive through it, but they would have been 2 years old, 3 years old. Now, so they're not going to understand it in the first place. How do you get someone like that to enlist?
I don't know. I find it all very confusing. So first off, I don't want to seem like I'm going after Trump on this one. I don't think he's that terrible or whatever. I don't want to seem like I'm going after the military on this. But I will say that if we are to believe Trump's story here, that the attack was imminent on Iran, and then he called it off because too many Iranians would die. What I am to believe is that many, many Americans were ready to go to war over a broken robot.
Yeah.
And they were willing to kill their fellow man that likely had nothing to do with breaking the robot over it all. And that's a real problem. The problem is the culture of order following almost. And I understand you kind of need that to fight a military. The problem is that the people who are going to use the military are the ones that you can least trust. So if we want to extol soldiers for being willing to give their lay down their lives to protect our freedoms, and that sounds great.
They're certainly willing to give their lives to protect the robot.
Well, they're willing to lay their lives down for freedom, but they're also willing to lay their lives down for a lot of other dumb things. And this is the problem. What people should, I think the best solution you've got is that a soldier should be able to quit his job. Instead of the signing up for 2 or 4 years or whatever, and you signed your contract, that I get it. Maybe it takes a little while to quit. So within 2 weeks, quit your job, whatever. But they should be able to quit. And if they start seeing these masks, that mass situations of people quitting, then maybe that'll change things. But then again, cops can quit their jobs anytime, and they don't.
That's true. But cops tend to...
I mean, cops are lied to us up front.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
cops, they are a bit different in that, they don't expect to actually be shot at on
the
regular basis.
And they're paid a lot better than the military, too.
Yeah, they don't really expect to give their lives during the course of service. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Xenon programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, taking control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And America loves its rich old white dudes who have solutions to problems, or at least claim to have solutions to problems. But we're not convinced that Bernie Sanders' plan for solving these problems is of any use to anyone. But Mark, you look like you've got something that's on your mind.
Yeah, I want to talk about American financing, AmericanFinancing.net. You can go ahead and apply for a mortgage right online. They've got the digital mortgage, which is the ability to apply, receive your pre-qualification, and close your loan doing everything online with American Financing's digital mortgage. They're a family-owned mortgage broker, and they've been helping people for 20 years. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they got more than 3,200 Google reviews. They never charge upfront fees like the other lenders do, and they've got every kind of loan in the industry. Go check them out at AmericanFinancing.net. If you're looking to get a mortgage, you need a second opinion. You really need to contact these people. They make it easy for you. We've got a telephone number for you. Please give that a call, too. AmericanFinancing.net if you're looking to refinance, if you're looking to get a home, if you're looking to, you know, even take care of credit card debt or something like that. It's AmericanFinancing.net. Their NMLS number is 182334. The telephone number is 888-804-0303. 888-804-0303. AmericanFinancing.net.
Very cool. So Bernie Sanders, speaking of financing, evidently is not happy that the government co-signed millions upon millions of loans for people about whom it knew absolutely nothing. And when those people, understandably, could not actually pay back those loans, you know, a lot of chaos happened. Apparently it comes to the tune of about $1.5 trillion worth of debt that Bernie Sanders wants to just wave away with the flick of his pen.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he wants to go on here. So Bernie Sanders' proposal would make college free in the United States, and the proposal just got bigger. He wants to erase all student debt, too, $1.6 trillion of it. The Vermont senator will unveil the most ambitious higher education plan in the Democratic 2020 presidential primary so far on Monday. The proposal would make 2- and 4-year public and tribal colleges and universities tuition-free and debt-free, and erase the roughly $1.6 trillion in student loan debt currently owed in the U.S., paid for by a tax on Wall Street. So there's some kind of
he
tax.
He wants to tax Wall Street
yeah.
to the tune of $1.5 trillion. dollars.
I'd rather see it just wiped out if I was doing it. I mean, this is what the Federal
Reserve... Well, it's their debt, right?
Right. You know,
just
United
say,
States
okay,
government,
this doesn't exist anymore.
Well, here's what they could say is that, all right, all you banks that took that bailout from the Federal Reserve during 2009, we're calling in that debt. We're the co-signers on this loan through Sallie Mae or whatever. Melanie, tell me how legal or illegal what I'm saying is.
Well, it's not necessarily coherent. So the Department of Education is the holder of those loans now. So there are no banks to go after.
No, there are. Well, at some point there was. I mean, back in my wife's loan was through a bank.
And
we just paid it off.
So
the end of last year.
The problem is that the government is people owe this money to the government.
As of now, yes. Unless you have a private loan, which is, it's a weird distinction because banks aren't really private either. So if you actually have the credit to go out and take out a $40,000 signature loan, you can do that, or at least you could last time I checked. You might not be able to anymore. Then those loans presumably still exist, but the Department of Education bought out all of the student loans.
So, hypothetical, if we burned down the Department of Education and got rid of all of its records, this debt would also
go away. Well, there's a joke that goes around of why haven't the hackers erased the student loans yet?
Sure. I mean, it's a fair question.
Yeah, so you would have to destroy all of the records held by the federal government regarding these loans, then I don't know what they would do. They, in theory, wouldn't exist anymore. I don't know how plausible that of a plan that is.
Well, in theory, Betsy DeVos or any other high-ranking official within the Trump administration could just vaporize this debt. Is that accurate?
Well,
I mean, it would be defaulting, technically, but it would be the government defaulting on its own debt.
Well, it wouldn't be defaulting because they're not the debtor. So
the people would be defaulting.
The Department of Education.
Well, no, they would be defaulting because, I mean, this is the government guaranteed these loans and then banks gave these loans.
But then they bought the loans that they themselves co-signed on.
But none of this money ever actually really existed or was loaned to the people out in the streets.
So, and I am not familiar with every reg for the Department of Education or government debt, but presumably, unless there's some other reg conflicting with this, a government agency could forgive debts that it holds. I'm not aware of anything that makes that not the case. That doesn't mean I'm right.
So, the Department of Education, it bought this massive amount of debt from quasi-private banks, let's just call them that. And this happened during the 2007 bailouts?
No.
So when did this happen?
When did the Department of Education switch over sometime.
And who in the hell was okay with the government just buying $1.5 trillion worth of debt?
They switched over when I was in late undergrad, early grad school. I don't know exactly, but that was definitely after 2007.
What was that like? Okay.
So I started law school in 2010, I think.
Okay, so at some point between 2007 and now, the federal government took $1.5 trillion and bought a bunch of debt.
Yes.
In their right mind buys debt like that in the first place?
So they were also It kind of was less of a hit at that decision point because they were the co-signers on all of it anyway. So they were on the hook for all of it anyway. It's just that now they're on the hook for it, and also they were the ones making the interest payments.
Is anyone else hearing this and thinking, like, you know, this whole scheme is retarded and should just be burned to the ground, literally, not figuratively?
I mean, the government really set this up well for themselves. You can pretty much get out of any debt by filing bankruptcy except student loan debt. And that, so, I mean, they're basically, they've managed to enslave, to turn into serfs peons. I don't know what term you want to use to describe this form, this increased level of slavery under which this modern generation operates. But if that, you know, that generation basically has the option at this point of either A, not working, or B, working and giving up some large portion of its paycheck to the government. And it's like it was tricked. I mean, I don't know what else to say. When you're taking young people and, you know, feeding them this line, they don't – I mean, there's a reason credit card companies are targeting 18-year-olds. It's because they want to get them in debt.
Right.
I just don't think that, you know, most 18-year-olds are prepared for this particular kind of burden.
I neither agree nor disagree, so, but it's certainly a predatory practice.
Well, the federal government should, at the very least, you'd be able to bankruptcy your way out of this, because then they would start, oh, maybe we should be careful who we loan our stuff to.
Right.
It should be.
And not co-sign on anyone's debt, no matter what.
Right. If you, right. It's just, that's just nuts. But, you know, I don't know. It's a very difficult situation that that young people are in these days, and politicians think they're going to fix it. And the way to fix it is not giving away free college, because it's just.
No, I mean, that's a different issue. I feel like
it's all wrapped together here in his proposal.
Yeah, but Sanders is nuts. We have the benefit of not being nuts. I mean, to me, the whole how are people going to be educated in the future is a different question of. What are we going to do about this massive amount of debt that the federal government took on by co-signing the loans of people who were not mentally prepared, maturely, to make a decision about taking on this amount of debt and now cannot pay it back?
Yeah.
Those, to me, are different questions.
Well, that they are different questions, but they're being lumped together by so many. It's like, hey, you can't just give free college to the kids that made the mistake. You got to give it to everybody from here on out. Well, no.
Well, the kids didn't make the mistake, though. Right? The federal government did.
Well, the kids made it, too. They signed a piece of paper, said that they'd pay it back. Their family,
but were they or were they not mentally competent to make that sort of decision at the age of 18?
What about their parents?
This is Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think. 855-450-3733.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.